Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Molinaro. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Junior Moore. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The DH, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. And now, play ball. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires to first and has Lemon trapped. There's the throw to White, who tags Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Molinaro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Molinaro. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan strikes out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to third for the out. Kim moves to second. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Squires reaches second base with a double. Kim scores. Pryor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Washington moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Kim and he is out, Moore applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Molinaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molinaro. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Molinaro steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kim hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter is hit by the pitch. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morrison. Porter moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon strikes out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Otis moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. Way then hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is bouncing around. Baines is chasing the ball. Way then rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kim takes first base on ball 4. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Greg Pryor. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bosley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Harry Chapp is now playing shortstop. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farmer, and towards Morrison, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-3 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lemon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molinaro for the out. Lemon moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Junior Moore. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Bell now playing third base. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Molinaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Way then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Way then moves to second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Lockhock moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White bunts towards the mound. Farmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Way then scores. Lockhock moves to third. Chalk moves to second. It's 6-4, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to home to get Lockhock. Chalk moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Morrison fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kim hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kim moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.